Macquarie Group is beginning the task of compensating clients for bad financial advice. The Australian Securities and Investment Commission says Macquarie is sending 160,000 letters to clients offering potential compensation. It comes over 18 months after the group entered into an enforceable undertaking with the regulator to identify poor compliance. The ANZ Bank has announced a rise in third quarter profit. The lender has reported an 8% jump in unaudited cash profit to $5.2 billion. Chief Executive Mike Smith says the bank's Asian strategy is paying off and the bank is on track for a strong full-year profit. BHP Billiton is considering a demerger to focus on its profit-making mineral operations. The firm says hiving off selected assets is the board's preferred option, with the matter to be reconsidered when the board meets next week. BHP wants to focus on its iron ore, copper, coal and petroleum operations. The Australian share market tracked gains on Wall Street. By the close, the All Ords added a third of a percent, or 17 points, the ASX 200 index matching that gain. James Hardie, the worst performer, shares were down 7%, ANZ lost 1%, Telstra traded at a 12-year high again, BHP Billiton added 2%. And right now, the Australian dollar is up against the greenback.